From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. Happy New Year. The relationship between the world's largest economies, the United States and China, was high on the news agenda in 2023. To help assess what might lie ahead, my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Liana Byrne, spoke to Dan Wang, chief economist of China's Hang Seng Bank in Shanghai.
Do you think poor communication has been at the heart of 2023's rocky relationship?
I would say so. And when the communication channel between all levels of government are cut to the bare minimum, then there's a high chance of miscalculation. The decoupling in the high-tech sector is quite obvious. And to me, it is more damaging than the high-tech decoupling in the semiconductor industry. Because when a big company like Dell or Apple decide to relocate more of their production lines away from China, they would bring more suppliers for those companies also away to that new destination, be it Mexico or India. So for China, now the new strategy is to prioritize economic security, and the government is subsidizing all kinds of emerging industries, and that's at the cost of services and consumption.
Now, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said that businesses were telling her earlier in the year that China was uninvestable due to the fines, raids, and other actions against firms. What's your view on that?
I don't think that China is uninvestable. Even in the short term, China is still a good destination for many of the industries. And if you're in, say, the consumer sector, one way or another, you will end up in China. For Raimondo's comments, I think she's more referring to the short-term tension, because for many of the foreign investors, they feel very uncomfortable now operating in China. The regulations are way more stringent than before. On top of that, the privilege that foreign investors used to get started to dissipate, and they are now feel as pretty much as uncomfortable as the domestic private small companies in China.
I wanted to ask about Taiwan. It's obviously a big ongoing issue. China sees self-rule Taiwan as a breakaway province that will eventually be under Beijing control. How do we see that playing out in 2024?
My guess is the status quo. If Hong Kong situation is any indication, even if China has done something to bring Taiwan back, how to incorporate in Chinese economy will be a bigger problem. There has to be much more success in Hong Kong before China can really claim that it can do a successful takeover of Taiwan. So I think the threat is actually quite low.